Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are here. That song is beautiful, but it's way too short for an intro song for a host and a producer and much, much more. Welcome to the show. We are still continuing here on Journey into the Light, and chat room has now opened, okay? How do you get in the chat room, people have asked? Very simple. You might need to refresh your browser if you're already, listening to the stream, but right below the audio, the chat room will pop up, okay? And if you haven't created a name yet, you will need to do that, which you can just sign up on Blog Talk Radio. It's totally free. They don't spam you. I've been part of Blog Talk for 9 years, so anyway, sign up, create yourself a name, hop in the chat room. You can talk to me and many others while the show is going on. It's a really neat tool, I think, and you meet a lot of cool people, and so many people in this show are always looking for relationships and dates and, when am I going to find love? Isn't that one of the biggest questions, Bonnie? When am I going to find love? Well, two people who didn't know each other, lived in different states, met some years ago in the Journey in Light chat room And within a year, they got married. True story. True story. So amazing things can happen to you in the Journey in the Light chat room, including maybe your next spouse. How about that? You could have your own, how about this? Not just your own Journey into the Light spouse, but your own Journey into the Light children. Oh, wouldn't that be neat? We can tout them out when I'm, you know, like 80 doing this show, and then the kids are about 20. We're like, yay, you are the Journey into the Light children.
Yeah!
All right, Mike is losing his mind. Okay. Yes. So that is great. Okay. So got a great show lined up for you. Now we still have 2 more hours here left of Journey into the Light. So stay with us. And coming up now is Sonic Nova, psychic medium, remote viewer, healer, and so much more. And you can find out more about Sonic Nova at her website, which is listed on the show page, sonicnova.net. Click on that and it automatically will take you on over there. And so there you go. But here on the show, call on in 347-884-8245 to speak to Sonic, and make sure you press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? Alrighty. So let's go ahead and go to the phone lines and let's bring Sonic on to the show. Welcome back, Sonic.
Thanks, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Great. Thank you.
Well, great. Great, great, great. Yeah. What'd you think of that? The Journey in the Light children.
That's pretty trippy.
If they just meet, you know, like the one couple did. So,
right.
You never know. Right.
That's right.
But you know, as a reader, love is like one of the very top, if not the top question, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It always, well, love and health, actually. A lot of people are sick right now, so a lot of people are wondering about their health and what's going on. So it's kind
what
of a combination of both. What
you
do
think
I think that's about?
Yeah, all the health going down. Chemtrails and stuff?
I definitely think, yeah, definitely we're being poisoned. Absolutely. Not only chemtrails, they put chlorine, fluoride in the water when it's absolutely not necessary. They're poisoning all our water because there's no restrictions on manufacturing companies anymore. I mean, the EPA used to have that, but they now have let them poison everything, so people are getting sick all over the place, sadly.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
And it's not a conspiracy, unfortunately. It's a reality, obviously, because look at the situation that we have, right? I mean, if it was a conspiracy, nobody would be getting sick, and I would sound like a lunatic.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
And that's
yeah,
not the case. So,
right.
Very interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, so it's an interesting adventure that we're on right now on planet Earth.
That's for sure.
Yep.
We live in historic times, I think. So.
Yeah, like they said, the Chinese said, we live in interesting, may you live in interesting times, right? And we certainly live in interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
Yeah, but I wonder if I wonder if, you know, every generation felt that, you know, like in their time, like something, you know, crazy.
I think
happening.
There's a lot of generations that felt that, you know, that that felt this process like what we're having unfold on planet Earth, you know, because, you know, look at Shakespeare. He talked about it in his plays, in his writings. There's a lot of writers that have talked about this and exposed it throughout you know, history. So, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Because if you go back to history, yep. You know, I used to as a kid didn't like history, but now I do. And you see the History Channel, they put on a new show about America and what
uh-huh.
made America, like all the different immigration, you know, from, you know, some
uh-huh.
areas have German, some have Chinese. How did they all get
mm-hmm.
here? And that was really
mm-hmm.
Interesting, and it showed the real struggles
mm-hmm.
they had. I mean, and they didn't live very long lives. I mean, they lived to about 40 was old back then.
Right.
And I'm talking like 1600s, but anyway.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting how you know, it's been going on like that, and you know, there's cultures before America and before we were here, right? That there are not spoken about, that are ancient cultures that have been hidden from us. You know, it's very interesting. So there's a lot of hidden information and occult information, and it seems like every cycle, every 20,000, 24,000 year cycle, there are, you know, these archons, and people can go look for that on the internet and find out what it is and educate yourself, that continually come and continue to try to destroy societies that have been built, you know, and it's a lie. Sorry for you people that are religious and believe what's written in books, you know, like you believe what's on TV. Those are the same people that have been controlling this planet for millions of years. You know, we're not talking thousands of years. We're talking, they found a hammer that's 250 million years old. And they did do a test on it. So don't tell me that there hasn't been civilizations here before this civilization. And that's, of course, what they try to hide. You know, so it's interesting, you know, that you brought this subject up. And I want to awaken people to the fact that these archons have been here for millions of years trying to destroy the history so that they can gain control of the people and giving them some kakamimi story that, you know, oh, this earth got created 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Right. This earth has been here for a very long, 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 long time, and there has been humanity here for a very long time in different, you know, coming, going in different phases and different ways. You know, and they've actually found, and people can go look for this on YouTube, you know, they have found actual parts of, not cars, but a combustion type of items that are 10, 50, 100, 300,000, a million, 10 million years old, you know, where they will find, I forget what it's called, like the thing that starts your car and gets it going. I'm not a mechanic. You know, they've found things like that, cylinders and different items like that, you know, where there's supposed to be no civilization and we were supposed to be retarded cavemen and cavewomen, you know. Yes, I'm sure there was a time when that existed on this earth, but it wasn't 10,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 years ago or 200,000 years ago as they purport. You know, there's been civilizations that have come and gone, and there are people that actually channel this information. So this will be interesting for people in listening to the show. You know, there's been people that have channeled about Atlantis, Lemuria, you know, and Babylon. And that's what we are right now in. We're in Babylon times, you know, the fall of Babylon. That rings a bell to anybody. So that's this actual civilization, which will take us into the next civilization. So the good news is that we keep coming back.
Yes.
You know, that's
right.
The good news. So.
Right. I was talking about that earlier. It's like, you know, we have to keep coming back because how could we learn everything on one trip and look at, you know, when you look back on history and look at all, as
mm-hmm.
I was watching last night, all that they did,
mm-hmm.
it was amazing, you know, when we had no concept of what, you know, people back in history did, but we really do because we were back there also.
Right.
But, mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So, you know, so we've been coming and going and, You know, and not a lot of people don't believe in reincarnation because the good old book told them not to, or certain religions have told them not to. You know, and again, what I tell people is we're infinite souls, infinite. That's, you know, they do refer to that in those books. They do tell you about that, you know, and they do talk about, you know, a very long time ago, people used to live to 900, 1,000, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. You know, the giant, giant skulls that they're finding now, they're as big as my house. They're not like, you know, 20, 30 feet high. These guys were like, you know, like the fable of Jack and the Beanstalk, you know, and the giants, that size giants, you know. But the moment that they find them and they find the skulls and the legs and they bury them and they hide them and they take them away, you know, because they don't want you to know your history. They don't want you to know what really has been going on this planet. You know, if you stay ignorant, then they can take advantage of you, right? But if you start to choose to go deeper into the rabbit hole and start looking at what really is going on underneath the surface, and now I really feel like we've come to a time now, Mike, that we're coming into that, what they call the sea of glass, where everything is going to be transparent. Your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, and that goes for all the controllers on the planet as well. You know, they're being exposed right now majorly. So, you know, and not just to the few of us that have been studying this, you know, and that they call us, they either call you, they have different names for us. They call us like a conspiracy theorist, or they call you, you know, patriots, you know, or they call you sovereigns, and all these names to put down what is true and real. And we attended a really cool workshop this last weekend in Ashland, which was about reverse speech. And this gentleman that's created this amazing technology where you can't lie. And he presented this technology to who? The FBI, the CIA, all the alphabet agencies. He spent 5 days in training classes with them, teaching them how to use the technology and how to go ahead and how to institute it so we could get our criminals. And guess what they did with it? They buried it. So ask yourself, why? Why are they burying this technology? I wonder. May it be because they're liars? They're the criminals? And there's always two sides to thing, right? I always tell people, the people that go after the criminals, they're the opposite side of the coin, and usually sometimes they are the criminals. So it's very interesting how we're coming to what they call the end of time, and more what I call it's the exposure, you know, where they're all being exposed and shown for what they really are. And that's a good thing, actually, because then we can clean house and start the new society, hopefully, the golden age that has been channeled and spoken about in so many different places. So just, I hope I didn't open Pandora's box, but, you know, maybe it's a good thing to stir things up and to have people explore this and to start gaining knowledge and experience and gaining your own center. And instead of having a middleman, you know, which could be psychics, I'll include myself in that, or it could be a minister or a priest or whatever, to take you to God, for you to realize that you're the center of that and that you have a direct contact to that. And all you have to do is open your mind and heart and you'll get there. You know, you'll get to know, you know, the divinity of you and how it's connected to the divine instead of going through middlemen. You know, that's the time that's coming to an end on the planet. You know, and there are going to be quite a few people that are old school and don't want to hear it and want to, you know, like a lot of people go, I'm just going to stay in my bubble and don't talk to me about that. And that's fine. You don't have to listen to the show. You don't have to listen to the recording of the show. You know, go listen to somebody else preach to you. But what I'm telling people is that the time is coming where we are going to know the truth about our connection to Source, and that we are directly related and connected to that Source. And we don't need a middleman. We don't need a church. We don't need some kind of a building that we have to go to and pray and follow all these rules that these humans created for their benefit, not yours, you know. And I'm telling you, if that wasn't the case, why do they make you pay them a donation every time you go to the church? If you didn't pay the donation, they wouldn't exist, would they? So they got to keep their flock, and they got to keep it busy, and they got to keep it coming back and keep on donating so that you can make their life more comfortable and easier. But it doesn't mean that they have a connection to Source and you don't, because we all do. And that's kind of my message for today for everybody, is that you are a direct descendant of God, and you have a direct connection to God. And God is grantor of dominion. That's what that word means, which has been hidden from us. And when people go, well, I'm not grantor of dominion. Really? Do you own a house? Do you own a car? Do you grant dominion to other people that you give a ride to in your car? Yeah, you are grantor of dominion. You create things. You create things out of nothing. You create them with your ideas. You create them, you know, you have concepts. You create businesses. You create websites. You're a grantor of dominion. So for those people that are not quite ready for that message, you know, just, you don't have to listen to it. But for those people that are ready to step into who they really are and to realize that, yeah, I'm a direct descendant of God, and I have vested in me the powers that God has granted me, and I don't need a middleman to tell me otherwise. I don't need a middleman to stomp me down and make me feel belittled and small, you know, because you don't need to be that. You are a creator being, and you will end up creating reality that way. So, long story short.
Okay. All right. Great topic there. All right. Ready for callers?
Yeah, I'm ready for callers.
Okay. So, folks, call on in. We'll take your call, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Sonic. And let's take the first caller, 770 Georgia. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Anika, how are you doing? Good about you today. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. My question is actually about marriage. I just wanted to see, do you actually see me marrying the guy that I'm currently dating?
What's his name again?
His name is Adrian.
Adrian. I'm tuning in, okay? So just give me a minute to tune in. I do actually. All I see is that if you continue on the path you're on with him and proving yourself to him, your devotion, he will respond in kind, is what I want to say.
Okay. All
which
right.
is pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Is that it?
Quick call there. Yeah, that's
quick.
It. Thank you. Okay.
Awesome.
We will go to our next caller then, area code 203. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello. My name is Tayon.
Hi.
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. That was one heck of an introduction, I must say.
Thank you.
You know, and it definitely resonated, and I felt that.
I'm glad it resonated with you.
my question is, I would like a message from Spirit just to let me know what type of energy is around my, you know, like my field right now. You know, is it yin and yang? Is it negative, positive? Because, you know, I've been feeling a deep, you know, I don't know, you know, I call it a eerie feeling, you know, or like a polarity going.
Got
going
it.
Back,
no,
back,
polarity
back
is a very
forth.
Accurate word for you to use. I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, just going back and forth, you know, within my
yep.
conscious. So, I just need that confirmation or message from Spirit.
Sure. And can I get your name again? Because I missed that. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tayon. That's my name. Tayon.
Tayon. Okay. Hi, Tayon. Okay. So immediately what came to me right away when you were talking of polarity, I want to bring something to your attention. And I do see a lot of, like, not flip-flopping, but zigzagging back and forth. There is, and this comes from spirit, obviously, and it comes, you know, the information that I'm downloading for you, it comes from your soul, okay? There's a quickening happening within you. And it's about integrating, like you said, yin-yang, which is the divine masculine, divine feminine, to start integrating those because we have them within us. We're not just male or just female. Maybe our physical expression may be male or female. And it's obvious, right, because there's people that are, you know, gay, that are men and they want to be women, and there's women that are,
right,
women and they want to be men. So it's about us integrating the divine masculine, divine feminine, or the yin-yang within us to come to a place of neutrality. Because there is going to come a time, and now I'm being prophetic, from your soul, by the way, this is not my information, this is the information I'm downloading to you from your soul directly. There is going to come a time that you'll be on the earth, embodied, where you and every other human being on this planet is going to have to come to a place of neutrality. In other words, where they can actually embrace their divine masculine and feminine, have it work together, and then actually come to a place of neutrality like the Buddha did, and that's how he basically, when he came place, he was done, okay?
Right.
So we're coming into that time frame here on planet Earth where that occurrence is going to happen, and it's really important to bring the elements that cause us to polarize, you know, the extremes.
Right, polarity extremes.
To work with those, okay, because they're presenting there because there's been an ancient pattern there for all of us to work through them and to actually dissolve them so that we can come to that place of oneness and neutrality. And that's really what your soul is asking me to relay to you. And that's why you're having so many experiences that are going on right now like that.
Okay, and you know, that makes sense because I just want to make sure I'm not going crazy here, you know, because
you're not.
Things like this I can't really share with everybody, like, you know.
I get it.
I can't share this with everybody because people will think I'm crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, I getcha. I want to share something with you that's really important about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I get you're not going crazy, and I want to share it with everybody. They're messing around with CERN in Switzerland, okay? CERN is a hydro collider that is causing all kinds of time rifts happening on the planet. It literally is. It's causing, you know, the Mandela effect. If you haven't heard about that, go check it out. I know you have. You sound very, you know, very advanced.
Right.
You're a very advanced soul. So what they're doing is they're messing with the timelines and they're messing with the time rifts. And it's opening dimensional doorways where we have parallel, simultaneous things happening, and we actually are connected to those because we are everything, right? We are our maker. That it's it's our time to integrate as the divine creators that we are and to actually bring it into balance within ourselves is – you know, you just needed confirmation of this. I mean, I've had so many people call me in the last couple of days that they've been going through some major transformative stuff, and it is because, you know, what they were hoping for with CERN is to, because they want to control the planet and they want to control us, and since they're not going to get that, they want to destroy it like they did in Atlantis. Well, they're not getting to do that, you know. What's happening is they're like our trainers, and they're, in a way, without intentionally wanting to do that, they become our teachers to bring ourselves into balance. And as we bring ourselves into balance, like I talked about, the neutrality, that's going to resonate into the field, into the quantum field, and that's what we get to all create. So no matter what kind of machines they make or create to take us out of balance, we have the power to bring ourselves and the planet back into balance and to not have the planet. They're trying to destroy the planet. Maybe they'll destroy themselves up there, but you know, to bring it all into what I call coherence instead of incoherence. And that's what you're feeling. You're feeling how you're being pulled and tugged. That's the incoherence that they're creating. And it's our job as masters, as initiates, to bring ourselves into a coherence within ourselves and bring ourselves into that neutral space so that when we're being pulled and tugged, it doesn't affect us. Does that make sense?
Right. And that, yes, it makes sense because my third eye, you know, it always tells me that the being or the person that I'm, you know, going through these stages to become is going to be so powerful. And I
yes.
see him in my mind. I see him. You know
yes.
what I mean? I always see the person that I'm going to become. And I
right.
know that what I'm going through right now is just nothing but steps, just one step at a time, just one step.
That's right.
You know?
You got it. You know, the angels used to take me, the archangels, when I was homeless in Vegas. And I was like, I hate being here. And, you know, I would go from, you know, people would invite me because I'm a spiritual teacher, right? So they wanted to be around me, and they'd invite me to come live with them for a while. And I remember the archangels always telling me, baby steps, Sonic, baby steps. It's not going to happen all at once. Then you won't get the teaching. Then you won't get the lesson. So it's baby steps. So you're exactly doing and you're divinely being guided is what I want to say. You know, into, like you said, little steps that are going to take you into that place of, you know, yes, being God creator being, you know, that is very powerful and that will assist in the transformation of the planet.
Also, too, can you tell me what does it mean when I constantly see my birthday numbers in different periods of my life, like just like randomly living my life? I will see my birthday numbers, like 316 here, 316 there. And it, you know, and it starts to bug me out. You know?
No wonder you're a Pisces. Pisces tend to be very intuitive, you guys, very psychic.
Right.
I think, and I got to be honest with you, okay, about this too, because this also will fall away. This, you know, that's the day that you chose to become physical form on this planet. That's the way I'm going to put it. And there's something about that day of inception, that day of that you actually came out of your mother's womb, okay, into this world, that is very significant, where I get a sense there's a message there for you. But at the same time, I want you to let go of the left brain and the logical thing about, what about this? You know, why is my birthday,
uh-huh.
those two
right.
digits always coming up? And to be more in the right brain, which is the intuitive brain, okay, and get into that space of, okay, that's the day that I chose as a soul and as a spirit to incarnate into the flesh on this planet. And to actually, you know, be a living, breathing being. So there's something about that date that is being revealed to you. And what I want you to do is, like, when you get those numbers, pay attention to how they came to you, whether it was
mm-hmm.
a license plate or a book that you're reading or
mm-hmm.
you saw it on a YouTube video. Pay
mm-hmm.
attention to that, because there's a message hidden within that, not the date of your arrival, okay? But there's a message in the encoded, is what your soul is telling me, that is encoded inside the messenger that's bringing you those numbers for you to pay attention.
Right. So
I hope that answers your question.
Yes.
Yeah, that's profound.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Ms. Sonic Nova, I love the conversation, and I love, you know, your whole energy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
From one initiate to another.
All right. You guys are great. Let's
awesome.
Let's give you guys a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right. Does that feel good?
That
power?
Feels great.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that feels good. Okay, let's take our next call here, Sonic.
Okay.
630, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
The words have escaped them.
They might be waking up. Wait. I guess not. I had a caller this afternoon, and literally they fell asleep on the phone. You could hear them.
No way.
No, it's a true story.
Oh, my God.
I kept saying, I knew they were there, and I said, hello, hello.
Wow.
They're finally like, oh, hi. I'm sorry. They said they woke up. Yeah. That's not the first time that happened. That's happened before. I heard one guy, older guy, he was snoring on the line. We put him on hold, and we came back to him 20 minutes later, and he was still snoring. So it was funny. Yeah.
That is funny.
805.
Yeah, people do all kinds of interesting things.
Right. 805, California. Can we get your first name?
Oh, it's Donna. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sonic. I haven't talked to you in about 6 months. How are you? I'm going to make an appointment with you Thursday. But I wanted to know about my love life. Is someone coming in for me? Because, I just can't seem to meet anybody.
Well, I'm going to do some very profound, deep readings, and you're going to have to listen to the recording afterwards.
I will.
What I'm going to tell
you,
because I'm about to download some pretty heavy-duty stuff on you.
Oh.
That you're going to – initially, when I tell you right now, you're not going to grok it, but I think if you listen to it a few times, you'll get it. This is very important, Nana. Most important. Why is it that you have to look on the exterior instead of looking on the inside of you for that ultimate partner?
Okay, I don't understand that too much. I mean, like –
I didn't think so. Okay. You got to understand this. We have a masculine side and a feminine side inside of us. Until we fall in love with both sides of us, we're going to be out of balance. If we're out of balance, we're not going to meet our significant other.
Okay.
And that's what's happening with you, okay?
Oh.
Is that you haven't embraced your divine masculine and maybe part of your divine feminine, and that's the work that needs to happen. See, the work is always on the inside. It's never on the outside. People have mistaken that. People think, I'm going to get on 10 dating websites and I'm going to go meet – you know, all these guys and Prince Magic is going to come and show up in my life and my life is going to be happily ever after. Well, how many times have we done that in our life and we ended up with Mr. Poop instead of Mr. Prince? You know, they both start with P, you know, and it's because we haven't done the internal work. We haven't done the inner work with ourselves. And that's the part that I feel the element that's missing with you. And so when you go out or you try and meet people or you try and meet guys that you can date, they all kind of vanish and disappear because unconsciously we actually, if believe this or not, okay, and it's been proven, our unconscious is constantly talking to the other person. And if our unconscious is not balanced, and I am going to highly recommend that you have some sessions with my partner, Chris, because he does reverse speech analysis that can change that for you, that can literally change that dynamic for you. I don't do reverse speech, but he does, okay? So that we can change that old pattern that's in you that's out of balance, that, you know, the aspect of the conscious, which is only 10% of us. Imagine that. The other 90% is the unconscious, feeding itself to other to men that you're attracted to, and the 90% is pushing them away and going, no, don't come near us. So why that's happening. Oh, yeah. So if you want to change that pattern, I will be happy to give you, you know, come after the show, I turned off my chat on my website or send me an email, you know, because you can contact me in all kinds of ways on my website, Donna. And I will give you Chris's information so that he could do a reverse speech analysis on you and find out what's going on and what really is deeply causing this pattern to reoccur over and over so you can't balance yourself within yourself and then meet a great guy.
Oh, that's
is that a
wonderful.
Deal?
Yes, that's great. I'll go on your website.
Awesome.
Yeah, because it's been too long. It's not,
I know.
Not right. I'm
that's
smart.
Right.
I'm,
that's why I'm – and I immediately saw that imbalance, and that's what's not right. You know, it is that there's something, some old pattern, some belief system within you that's unconscious, which means that the unconscious is the one that's directing this. okay? And that it's projecting that information without you being aware. We do pick up our unconscious with other people, and that's why you sometimes have a good feeling about somebody or have a bad feeling. You don't know why. That's the unconscious picking up their true intent, okay? So there's something about that that is not in balance and that is not aligned with your conscious mind and what you're projecting that causes them to run away and disappear, okay? And this will bring you back into balance. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay, I'll send you an email then, and you can send me the information.
Great.
That's super.
Lovely. I'll be happy to.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right. She's going to be contacting you later. That's great. We had another person on the previous show, and she's from Canada, and she found the guest from Australia from the show, and she made a 30-minute reading from finding her on the show. So that's great that people get found on the show. Yeah. So why don't we get that information out, Sonic? Why don't you go ahead and let the folks know how people can reach you?
Okay. So the two ways you could – there's three ways, actually, on my website. I do have a – at the bottom of the page, I have a little chat window where you can chat with me, and I'm going to have that turned off actually for the show, and I have a one-hour session with a client that found me online. So for 2 hours, I'm not going to be available on that. But you can message me. If you click on that at the bottom of the page, you can actually put your message, and I'll get it via email, and then I can respond to you. You are going to have to enter your information, like your email address, your phone number, and your name. So that I can get back to you and email you back. Or you can go on the right-hand side of my website. There is a magenta rectangular box that says contact us, schedule an appointment. If you click on it, leave your message there. So you can leave your message there as well. But it will ask you for an email, obviously. Otherwise, I can't return the email back to you. Or, of course, if I'm in session, I'm not going to answer the call. So the other option is if I'm not in session and you want to try and reach me over the phone, you can do that and get a hold of me over the phone. And I'll let you know if sometimes I do answer the phone and go, I'm in session. Sometimes I choose not to and I just let it go to voicemail. So leave your name and number and I'll call you back and tell me what it's about. So there's like three different ways for people to get a hold of me. Pretty easy.
Okay, and we have the links here on the show page for Sonic, so you can find the links to go on over there, and Sonic is here.
Yeah, it's sonicnova.net or info@sonicnova.net is the email, so you could actually click on that and go to your email service that you have and send me an email.
Okay.
And Mike has all that on your show, right? You have that on your show page,
right, that's what I was saying,
Great.
I was saying. Link is on the show page, folks. Okay. And Sonic is here every Tuesday at this time, which is 8 o'clock Eastern time, in case you're listening to archives. Come to a live show.
Yep.
And Sonic will continue through July and hopefully past that. So let's continue on here, Sonic, with Nebraska 402, my home state. Can we get your first name?
Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi. I'm not doing so good.
Well, I'm glad you're being so honest. I appreciate your honesty.
I lost my cat. And I've been looking. He's been gone for like 12 days now. And I have been out every day. I've been to the Humane Society. I have posters up. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Okay, so before we get into a space of, oh, my God, you know, it's gone and whatever, I don't want you to go there yet because I do feel your cat is still alive and I can remote view it and see what's going on. First, I need your kitty's name. Is it Society? Is that his name or her name?
His name is Jackson, and we live
Jackson.
In Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, Omaha,
Jackson.
Nebraska.
Yep,
and it's J-A-X-O-N is how we spell it.
Okay.
Just to be different.
Okay. J-A-X-O-N. Okay, let me to. And is he about 5, 6 years old or a little bit older?
He's actually 9. I didn't think he was that old. Yeah, because he acts like a kitten. But
that's what I saw is that has he always been indoor or is he an indoor-outdoor kitty?
Well, he has been only indoor since I got him at 6 months, and I got a dog about 5 months ago when we put in a doggy door. Well, he figured that out, and
of course,
we found him in the neighbor's yard like 5 or 6 times, and now he's been gone for 12 days, and I'm just sick. I'm just sick. My daughter is
crying. Can I tell you what's
going
on with your kitty?
Yes.
And why he's run away from home? That's what he's done, actually. He's not happy that you got a dog.
I don't blame him.
So that's why he's run away, and he's trying to find a home where he could be the center of the universe of the house. So I hate to do this to you, but if you want your kitty back, he's going to keep running away, okay? If you do get him back, or when you do get him back, you have to make a sacrifice, one or the other. You have to choose between your dog or your cat. I hate to tell you this, but I'm actually reading your cat's mind right now, and he's going, I'm not going back until they get rid of that dog. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I got to be honest with you. It's not a matter of just me going and finding it, but it's I don't want to interfere, you know, with an animal is just as smart as we are. We just don't know how to communicate with an animal. And I could send him signals to come back home, but he's sending me signals that dog needs to go, and then I'll come back home.
Well.
And somebody is feeding it, okay? Somebody is feeding your kitty. I do see a porch where he's hiding under the porch, you know, and the person knows that the kitty's there because, you know, sometimes he'll be sitting on the porch and he's not, they know he's not feral. He'll come up, they'll pet him, they'll give him food. And that household doesn't have any pets. But I think the person that lives there is not really keen on having that pet become a house pet. So, and it's about 5 or 6 blocks away from where you live. Okay, it's not that far.
Okay.
Okay,
Can you tell me what he sees? I mean, if I could just get to him and talk to him, you know.
How are you gonna talk to him? Because there's no bargaining here with him. I gotta be honest with you, okay? With Jackson, he's like either it's the dog or me. So make your choice. And he knows because he's very intuitive. He's very psychic. Cats are extremely psychic, and you can't fool them. You can't go, oh, honey, you know, we'll make sure that, you know, it's like one or – he's very determined about this, and that's why he kept running away.
Well,
so when you do
communicate – He's always
had a dog in the house. What's that?
He's always had a dog in the house with him. Always.
Well, this dog he doesn't like. He doesn't like this dog. There's something about him that he just doesn't like.
Will he work with me? I mean, I keep picturing him, you know, afraid and alone and scared.
No. That's not what's going on. Like I said, he's about 4 or 5 blocks away from you. What I saw is wooden steps going up to the house. To this house that's kind of like, you know, the houses in the 30s, the small houses that are like 1-2 bedrooms with a little bathroom in the middle. It's one of those quaint little houses. It's white. You know, I see the stairs are painted. It's wooden stairs, but it's white. And the house is kind of blue and white. And he's living actually underneath that staircase. You know, they have a little... the person that lives in that house has put a little shelter thing out there for them to sleep in, you know, and feeds them every day. So that's where he's at. It's not like he's running scared I was telepathing with your kitty and asking him, have you gotten lost? And he was like, no, I know exactly how I can go back home. I know my route back. I'm like, okay. So part of the challenge, like I said, is that the dog that you have now that you got 5 months ago is not a dog that your cat is really, like, happy about. I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay. And
if I go looking for him again, I've been out calling every day And he has always answered me. Is he not answering on purpose?
He
can
is.
Can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you, definitely. And especially if you walk, you know, I'm not quite sure, like, your location to theirs, but to where he's at right now. But if you were, like, to parallel yourself, 5 blocks parallel, then you would find him. And it's actually little streets. It's not big. He's not crossing, like, you know, big roads that have lots of traffic. The way he's gone to this place where he's at right now is through, like, jumping through people's backyards, you know, and back alleys. So that's how he's gotten to where he is right now, and he knows exactly how to get back. He's not going on main thoroughways, if you know what I mean, main streets.
Yep.
So I think what I'm describing to you sounds accurate, right? And I'm not looking on Google, by the way. I don't do that. I just have images that your cat's sending me, the images of, you know, where he's at and how he got there. Because I was like, well, how'd you get there? You know, that's 5 blocks is a long ways. And he goes, well, you know, if you just go parallel directly and you just jump from house to house, mostly those houses that the yards are there, the back of the houses are the alleyways, and that's how I got here. You know, and this person that is taking care of me is pretty nice. They're feeding me. They have a little shelter for me. You know, they have water there for me. So I'm not going anywhere, really. You know, I'm just kind of hanging out here. So if you were able to look at a Google map thing and diagonally go 5 blocks from your house and locate, you don't even have to go out there looking for it. You can go on Google Maps, you know, they show you all the streets and everything. And I've just described the house to you. Find that house, find the address, and go look for them.
It's a small white house that has some blue.
Yes, blue trim. White house that's actually, it may have, like, the steps go up, so I bet you anything they do have a basement. You know, and your kitty is, like, down below the steps. So the steps go up, and I think this is, like, the side of the house. This is not the front door where he's at. Obviously, it's, like, one of the side doors. So the front door has, like, a round door, you know, kind of, not round, but oval at the top. It's white. Okay. You know, it's mostly white and blue, like, blue trim, and the blue trim is sky blue trim, white, and it's just... Because of the basement, it would just, if the basement wasn't there, it would just be one story. And it's only like a small house, like 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, little living room, little kitchen, and then obviously the basement is there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go out looking for him again.
Okay.
I've been out hours a day. So thank you. That helps a lot. And I'll send you if I find him, and maybe you can interpret for us.
Sure.
What?
And I suggest that you actually, instead of go running out there looking for it, look for that house on Google Maps. You'll see it. You know, a bird's eye view, when you put it as an image as opposed to streets, you'll find the bird's eye view, and you may find that house and be able to get to it right away and drive over there.
What color is the roof?
The color of the roof I saw like shingles, like a reddish shingle. Is what I saw.
Okay. I will hit Google Maps right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I hope I was able
to
help you. You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Take care. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Take care. We send you much love and prayers. So things turn out.
For the kitty.
Aww. Yeah, we all love our kitties. But yes,
oh, we do.
You know, yes, I had a pet expert, not a psychic, but a pet expert on LA Talk today. He was really great, talking about our cats and everything. And we were talking about that, how cats love to be center of the universe. I mean, most of them do. And like my cat, Mary, she don't want any other cat here, and she has bought them all off. She don't want
Yep. And, so now you're letting her have her space, right?
Yes. Yes. She is the only one. We all bow down to her.
Well, if you want to keep her, right?
Yes.
Kind of have to bow down to her.
Yes, exactly.
That's
we know who
funny.
As the guy was saying, you know, our pets own us, so they kind of do.
They kind of, you know, yeah, you know what, Mike, I feel like it's a mutual thing. You know, it's like,
yeah,
I own them
yeah.
and they own me, and it's an agreement
right.
that we have to take care of one another and to listen to one another, you know. And
yeah.
sometimes we can be pretty selfish. You know, when my kitty of 16 years died, I was pretty selfish, you know, and I didn't want him to, you know, I didn't want to end up without a kitty. You know, I couldn't see myself without a kitty, and we do have another kitty in the house. You know, that's my partner's cat, and she wasn't too happy about this, you know. They're finally adjusted after about almost a year and a half, they adjusted to each other, but it does affect them. It definitely does affect them, and we just have to realize that.
Yeah.
And be nice to them.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, because we have to understand that their whole universe is with us, and it's big, it's magnified, because we go out.
Oh,
We go all these places. We talk to all these, but they don't. This is it. And like my cat Mary, we were talking about it earlier today. When she was just a kitten, her litter mates, they fought all the time until we got her. They fought like really aggressive.
Wow.
Persons. I mean, they actually some even had some fur out because of their biting. That's how aggressive.
They were. Wow,
so,
they were really not happy with each other, huh?
Yeah, right. So we were talking, and the doctor was saying, well, of course, you know, she remembers that. She don't want any other cat to have to fight them off and all that crap.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's like, well, now we know exactly why. I kind of thought that was it, but anyway, he said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah, it is. I love it. And that's what he specializes is. Like, he's not a vet, so he specializes in the behavior of animals, and I love that. I always study my cat, like, why does she do certain things? Why does her, sometimes her eyes will get, like, you know, just really big and round, and she'll go crazy, like, for about 3 or 4 times during the day this will happen. She'll just be like a tiger, just running, jumping.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And
interesting,
yeah.
huh?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wow.
It's interesting what they do because, you know, they got a soul just like us. And,
they do. And, you know, I really get upset when people say that animals don't have any intelligence. They don't know anything. I'm like, excuse me, plants do, trees. Everything that you think is an inanimate object has intelligence. They're more intelligent than you if you actually don't think they have intelligence. Sorry to say it, but it's true. You know, you're showing your lack of intelligence there.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, well, we gotta go. We're flat out of time, Sonic. I've enjoyed the hour.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay,
great
you.
Show.
We'll see you next week. Yeah, great show.
All right.
Okay, have a good week. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Sonic Nova, and everybody redial as Media Michelle Fletcher is coming up next for our last show, and one of the best mediums I have seen in my 9 years. Okay, so this is going to end. Everybody redial now.